I'm Kelly Copeland. It's time to put a stop to the devil stealing from us. Maybe he's stolen your health or your family or your finances. We just can't sit idly by and watch him take what belongs to us. Stay tuned for a special re-airing of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And remember that this is your year of the fullness of blessing. It's your time to receive the blessing without measure.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, John Copeland and Bill Winston help us understand how speaking only the Word of God will change any circumstance.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. It's Friday and we've had a great week so far, and also, Pastor Winston is going to be back with us again next week, so be sure and tune into that. But Bill comes from Chicago, right outside Chicago area, Forest Park. They got Living Word Christian Center Church there, a wonderful church. If you're anywhere in that area, be sure and go there and check it out, because it's a very exciting church. That place is on fire.
Praise God. It sure is.
Well, this week we've been talking about the words of your mouth, the confession that comes out of your mouth, confessing God's word, and how it can change your life and change it for the better when you put the right things coming out of your mouth. And so Pastor's been talking with us about that and just how much power we actually have that most of us aren't even walking in. And that we should be. We should be coming to a place where we're like Christ.
Absolutely.
To where whatever comes out of our mouth is what happens.
Praise God.
But you can't do that if, you know, you'd be blowing people off the freeway because they cut in front of you and you'd zap them right there if your words had power. If you'd even survive the day from saying, you know, that just scared me to death, or thrilled me to death, or whatever. I mean,
Dying to go.
There's so many things that we say that if we had what we said, we'd be in big, big trouble. So there's a development that has to take place. And so we've been talking about that development, about how do I come to a place where good things are coming out of my mouth instead of things of cursing and death and so forth. And so, Pastor, you want to take
this?
Well,
yeah. Let me just say, first of all, when John made that statement about the church is on fire, he's talking about spiritually on fire.
Yes.
Okay, now, let's look here. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 15.
You caught me anymore.
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 15 again, and let's look at that one more time. Praise God. Now, in Matthew chapter 15, there is a profound truth in this. Now that we've covered some terms in confession, what it means, and the law of confession, and how confession works, let's look at this particular scripture. Now, this is Matthew chapter 15 and verse 35. He says this, and this is profound. He says, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things."
No, that's Matthew 12:35.
Matthew 12:35. Okay. Now, this is extremely important that I'm about to tell you right now. A good man out of the good deposit or treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. Now, what comes out in my life is a product of what I've been saying to my life. So what I am today is a product of what was sown in my heart yesterday, words. So now, my destiny is in my heart. Or if I can say this, it's in my hands. It's not in somebody else's hands. That's key. Because now that liberates a person. Because you had Joshua and Caleb who said, we are well able, let's go up at once and possess it. And you had almost 3 million people that disagreed with him. The only two that made it to the promised land was Joshua and Caleb. The others couldn't stop him. Nobody can stop John Copeland but John Copeland. God made it that way. So he made it that no one can stop my progress but me. No one.
I've heard you talk about this at the minister's conference. Mm-hmm. And you talked about it in an area as far as, prejudices and
exactly
so forth.
Exactly right.
And, because I'm this color, I'm this race.
Yep.
I can't ever get anywhere.
Where there gets me.
They're holding me down.
Exactly.
All that. They don't stand against this.
No. See, the problem there is somebody's ignorance of the Word of God because it hadn't been taught. Now, wait a minute. I understand. Because when we were trying to, or in the process of purchasing them all, there were some people that were prejudiced. Guess what? Couldn't stop me.
Couldn't stop you.
Because my progress was in my hands, not in theirs.
Now, you didn't let that bother you, though.
Nope. See?
When they were doing these things that were coming against you, you didn't get all mad and all that. All you did was turn to what this says, right?
Now, what you have to do is stay with the book. Because if you vary from that, then you'll get over into emotions and what people think. And the next thing you know, it will stop you because something else will be stolen in your heart. Mm. You see?
It's good stuff.
So that.
So, nobody can hold you down. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what country you're in. How poor the country is.
Makes no difference
what side of the tracks you grew up on.
Makes no difference
what your mom did, what your dad did, or what you did in the past.
There was a guy who picked this up. He was in prison. Got saved, born again. Got a hold of the teachings on confession. Came out and started speaking it. Got a job, $4.50 or something an hour, cleaning lawns. Kept confessing it. Got another job, making $12.50. Came to the church and testified, want to let the church know, today I'm making $30,000 a month in my own business. Have this, and 7-bedroom home, so forth and so on. I got another business Saturday. And I waited till my wife and family left the house, and I went over to the window and said, you hear me calling you daycare center over on so-and-so 51st South Lawrence Avenue? Come here. I understand. He said, I just want to let everyone know that I've never learned to read or write. Spoken words. Nobody
unstoppable
can stop you but you, because it's a law, John.
What do you do if you've, say this is revelation word to you today, people listening out there, and say you haven't been speaking good things.
Right.
You believe this and you believe in the word, you believe, that Jesus is your Savior and all that, but you haven't been walking in this. Can you go back and root up some of that stuff that you've said and stop the progress of that?
I think we all have come into the kingdom of God with bad seed sown. And we're going to have to root it out. And some has been seeds of hatred. Some has been seeds of prejudice. Some has been seeds of just unbelief and so forth. But Jesus said, and we covered it in the earlier broadcast, that every tree in you that the Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Mm. And I think if we just follow Christ, and over in Luke chapter, if we can turn there for a moment, Luke chapter 17. Something interesting he covers here.
Okay.
He says in verse 5, and the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. Now that's a tree in me that the Father has not planted. I mean, you just use it as an illustration. Yeah. I was brought up in Alabama, and they had something called a black mulberry tree. Now, you can eat them. They look like blackberries, but if you taste them, they're not fit to eat. See? So that can be fruit that are being produced in somebody's life that you, what is that? You know. So we want to get that tree out. That's a sycamine tree. It's blocking my way to my destiny. So I want it out. Now, the way I have to get it out is to speak words of life. And life is still more powerful than death. Hmm. Oh, Jesus. And so when I speak what God says, now here comes new seed. And it will cause that other thing that has been inside of me, that old image, to be able to come out of my life and a new image come in.
Well, let's take a situation where, let's say, you know, we speak to the mountain and cast it into the sea.
Okay.
Somebody has a mountain out there in front of them. The mountain is a metaphor of a problem in their life.
That's correct.
It could be, you know, debt or sickness or whatever the thing may be. Let's take something like sickness, for example.
All right.
There's a doctor has told me I have an incurable disease.
Right.
What do I do about that?
Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4. All right. Look what it says here in verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health, as one translation says, and medicine to all their flesh. Hmm. You can take the Word of God as medicine, and that Word of God has the power to quicken our bodies. It has the power to bring to life what was dead before.
Even though the doctors say it's impossible.
Makes no difference. That's what happened to the lady who had the issue of blood. She had gone to all the physicians, and the physicians had given her a negative report. Matter of fact, the Bible says she grew worse. Well, she kept growing worse.
Kept spending all the money on the physicians.
Spending all the money. And she was going to die if she didn't get any better, because she kept growing worse. But she heard about Jesus. She heard the Word of God. And she began to say, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. Now I can see her now washing those dishes. Oh, praise God. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. See, I saw right now just getting the kids some clothes. Put this on. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. What does the Bible say? Meditate in the Word how long? Day and night.
So what you'd want to do then is you'd want to go in here and find scriptures.
That's right.
On healing.
That's right.
That I can stand on.
Your promises.
And fill my mouth with those scriptures.
With those scriptures. The first place it goes is in the soil of my heart. Now, my heart is filling up with the Word. Filling up with the Word. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And once it does, now it's changing things. Let's go over to Romans chapter 4 real quick. Romans chapter 4. This is about a man named Abraham. And I think everyone knows this, but let's read it in the context of what we've been talking about. He says here in verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
Who, against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he didn't consider his circumstance. Remember what I told you about God when he saw darkness? He didn't say anything about darkness. He just spoke light. Mm-hmm. So our circumstances sometimes draw us into something, you know, draw us into worry or something like that. But no, no, no. What we have to do is we're gonna develop this principle to the point that we're going to know that this word of God is going to deliver us. Look what he said here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was able to perform it.
So as you get this word, you're putting those seeds into your heart.
Yep.
That's going to start coming out of your mouth.
Correct.
It'll also develop your faith in believing those things that are coming out of your mouth.
That's correct.
And it'll change the circumstances that are around you.
When you speak it.
But you don't want to, at the same time, go back later and dig up those. It's been a week now and I haven't seen anything. You can't go back now and say, well, I guess this didn't work, or start speaking doubt and unbelief, or talking about how sick you are, because you're not sick anymore. You're speaking the healed. And nothing else comes out of your mouth but these things. And it'll change the circumstances.
And do you know some people have to change the environment of people that they're around?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are people that can make your problems their problem. I mean, you know, make...
Their problem.
And I don't want to make anybody else's problem my problem. I want to help be a solution to the problem. But I don't need any more problems.
Well, that's why it's so important to get people around you that believe the way you believe.
That's correct.
And I'll tell you another thing it does,
like
too.
Faith. Mm-hmm.
With your wife or your friend or whoever else may be believing the way you believe about your words, make a deal with each other and say, look, if you hear me say something that is unbelief or is doubt or is words of death but not words of life, I want you to tell me.
Let me tell you.
Now, you may regret. You may regret that.
I did that, and I regretted it.
But
my wife, one time she made me mad. I said, listen, I can say what I want to say, you know. But I realized that we had made that deal. And we'd be surprised how many words of unbelief have been drifting out of our mouth.
You can hear the other person saying it.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't hear yourself saying it. So this can be a good tool to use as long as you make
Absolutely.
An agreement of, you know.
Yep.
Both of us are going to say things at times we shouldn't. But you really should have that accountability with one another.
Sure you should.
And after a while, then you don't have to do that anymore. But then when you hear other people say stuff, you shouldn't go correct them. It's not your place.
Right.
If you've not made this deal with somebody, it's, you know, obviously you can teach. You can teach the word about what the word says. But I shouldn't be going, oh, you shouldn't say that. That's bad. You shouldn't say
that. That's right.
That's
right.
Particularly if they're not listening to the same teachings you're listening to.
Right.
You can
cause some enemies here. You know, when we're calling things that be not as though they were, we do that daily. Let's say somebody comes in a room and the room is too cold. And they take the thermostat, turn it up to 75 degrees. They've just called things that be not. Because the room isn't 75 degrees. But they want it to be 75 degrees. So they turn it to 75 degrees. And then this sends a signal to the unit up on the roof or down the basement or whatever. It cuts on the heat. Get some heat up here. Once the thermometer reaches 75 degrees, shuts off. It's the same way with us. Our tongue sets that degree, whatever it is, whatever that thing is that we want to accomplish in our lives, come first out of our mouths. The unit goes in operation. Oh, my goodness. And pretty soon, if you stay with it, you'll have heat directly.
Hmm.
Now, let's look at James chapter and finish up with that. James chapter 3, please. Cleverly, the enemy will try to get you to check to see if you heal yet. Well, feel it and see if you heal, you know. And if you're not careful, if you're not watchful, what'll happen is you'll get the looking at how you feel instead of what God said. And now God is watching over his word to make it good, but we have to hold fast to that sometime because faith is a fight. Mm-hmm. Look what it says here. Now, this is in James chapter 3. Let's start reading at verse 3. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and both is great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Mm. Now, ship is going on a certain course. I want to turn it. So I've got a captain up there or somebody who turns to wheel. Let's say you've got a wheel. That wheel then either had sails on it or a rudder, which is talking about here. That rudder turns. So I got a ship, but now the rudder just turned. Now at first that rudder just plowing water. But if I leave it in, it starts turning. At first your tongue plowing water. But if you leave that confession in, your body will start to turn. Your circumstances will start to turn. And the next thing you know, you'll have the course. You'll be at the port where you want to go to. You'll be at the destiny that you want to have just by changing your speech. Hmm. Now, it said in here, as we read on down, the tongue can no man tame. Matter of fact, every animal and everything can be tamed except the tongue. The only ones that can tame the tongue is the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. I even saw on television the other day, this man was swimming with an alligator. He was busy swimming with him because the alligator was his friend. And the alligator would come in the house and sleep by the bed and so forth. I said, my God, you know. But the tongue can no man tame. Why? It's hooked to your spirit. You need the Holy Ghost and the Word of God.
And so you change it here and it'll change it.
It'll change it there. So this is a powerful, powerful teaching. It's a law that if we cooperate with it, we'll have what we say.
Wow. Turning a big, big ship with a small rudder.
That's right.
And if you want to turn your life around, if you want to change the circumstances around you, you start professing the words of God out of your mouth. And you get that by putting the Word of God in your spirit, and then that will come out. It can't come out if it's not in there, can it?
It can't come out unless it's in there. And what you have in abundance in your heart and speak out of your mouth will direct your life.
Well, there you go. Hey, we'll be right back.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Well, today, Friday, is offering day. Today's the day that we give you an opportunity to sow seed into this ministry. I'd like for you to pray about that and see what the Lord would have you do. You know, the offerings cover the television time and all the staff and everything that goes into it. And if you're giving from another country that you're watching this in, that money stays in that country to continue to bring you the word into that area. And so I want to thank you for standing with us, partners and friends, for supporting this ministry like you always have. It's been a blessing, but it enables us to keep bringing the word to you. So we want to thank you for that. And, Pastor, I'd like for you to pray over the offering today and just receive that for us.
Okay. Praise God.
Father, we thank you for all those who are listening to this broadcast and the seed that they're sowing into this good soil. Father, we thank you for their hearts and their generosity. We thank you, Lord, that they're people of faith. And, Father, as they release their faith in their seed, we stand in agreement with them now for that bountiful return, for that hundredfold, for that thousand times more to come and be returned to them, or for whatever it's they're standing for, we agree with them right now that that need is met. Now we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we call it so.
Yeah, we thank you for that, Lord. We believe that you get your harvest back quickly in Jesus' name. You be sure and go to church this weekend. And if you're anywhere near the Chicago area, you need to get over to Living Word Christian Center, where Bill and Veronica pastor over there. Very dynamic church, very exciting, and on fire for God in the spiritual way. Amen? So y'all get over there and go to that, because I know that you'll be blessed. And, Pastor, just to recap briefly what we've talked about for this week, and if tell them this last word as we leave here.
Well, the idea about it is that once you lock into confession and get an understanding of it, you'll find that nobody can stop you from reaching your destiny but you. No one. God has made that so. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak, and a good man out of the good deposit brings forth good things. So your future is in your own hands, not in somebody else's hands, and you have control of it. Praise
God. That's right.
God.
Now, if you missed any of the broadcast this week, go online and you can watch it, or you can order them off the screen here, but you can go online and watch them and go back and look at any of the broadcasts that you'd like to see. They're all right there whenever you feel like it. If you missed one, you can tune in anytime and watch it on demand. Well, thank you for joining us, and this is John Copeland and Bill Winston reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. 2 weeks with Charles Capps, praise God, having working knowledge of faith, understand the intent of the Word of God, and release the power of God in your life. You don't want to miss a moment of this.
Energize your faith and change your world with the Word of God. Watch The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and Charles Capps. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So you can tell what's in a person's heart or what's coming out of their mouth. You listen to them for any time at all, you'd be able to tell what level of maturity they are as a believer. Mm-hmm.